already tending to the sheep. And it's not an easy thing tending to the sheep. You may not like me tonight. You may not like me tonight, but I know I'm gonna want me to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, when you tend to the sheep, it gonna take your time that you have with your honey. It gonna take your time that you have with your money. It's gonna take your time. That's what he said, I have given you pastor out of my own heart. Praise the Lord, that gonna feed you with knowledge and understanding. It said that David was tending to the sheep. David was already tending to the sheep. God knows everything. He knew that David was already tending to the sheep. The man of God didn't, but God already know that David was tending to the sheep. And if you're any kind of man of God or woman of God, you should smell like sheep. You may not like it tonight. You may be tell me to quit. I don't know. Looking at me, mind is strange tonight. But what about the things of God? What about the Holy Ghost? With the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue, as God give you the uttering, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What about that prayer? That ain't important to you. See, that was wrong right now. You got the wrong thing. Your mind is on the wrong thing. He said, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And he said, I will. You know what he said? I add all things to you. I bless you. Coming in, I bless you. Going out, praise the Lord. If you put me first. But many times, praise the Lord is not first on our list. He did not like me tonight. He ain't the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible said, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which is in the spirit, praise the Lord, it's sacred. He gonna reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there and pray to the Lord, then God gonna show you something that you ain't gonna like. He gonna show you you. He gonna show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, he's going to tell you something about yourself. Praise the Lord. You already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself. Praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of. Praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here. Praise the Lord. To the altar. Praise the Lord. He begin to go tell you, say, get rid of this. Get rid of that. Praise the Lord. I want to strip you. Praise the Lord. Everything. Praise the Lord. Everything. I want to strip you. Lord. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Too heavy. Praise the Lord.
Somebody. I hope that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free foods and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men and women and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be the God, our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KYT. Praise in the Lord.
You know, there are some things in life, something that you just need to let go of. I'm gonna let it go. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. I can't hold on any longer.
I'm letting go.
It's time I let go. My faith.
Yes. But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom now. Gonna, good God Almighty. Yeah. Listen up, for the mothers are going to pray, pray your kingdom down, the God of my day.
With me if I said that we are living in tough, trying, turbulent times. Tough, crying, trouble and problems everywhere. Go. It's trouble in the finances. Many of us have more month than we do money. Many of us who made investments in a 401k is now 201F. We're dealing with hostile husbands and disobedient daughters and wayward wives, and sometimes it makes us want to pull out our hair and say, how are we going to make it out of this mess? Many of us have asked that proverbial question, how am I going to make it? How am I going to get by? And the answer comes back to every single generation. Six little words. The just shall live by faith. Faith is what's going to take you out of every circumstance. Faith is getting ready to take you out of come on, somebody. I was able to stand on your feet and just tell somebody next to you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But faith. Oh, come it's on, praise the Lord. It's going to happen.
Come on, that's strength, and I'll be waiting on him. He'll make things all right. And when you're waiting on him, he'll take that wondering child back home. When you wait on the Lord, child, he'll make your enemies to be at peace with you. Thank you.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.